Today we heard in the Holy Gospel Christ telling us, whoever is thirsty, come to me and I will give you living water. I will cure your thirst. And today we celebrate the Holy Trinity. So Christ is telling us to go to him to receive living water and to cure our thirst. But if we were to have a look at the scenario of the Pentecost, what was happening, it might raise some question marks. The apostles, they were gathered in the upper room, and they were there with the disciples because they were afraid. They didn't understand what happened with the crucifixion of Christ. They couldn't comprehend the resurrection, and they didn't know what there was to follow. They were scared. They panicked. They had anxiety. They were there praying and talking to each other, not knowing what to expect. A lot of times, this is the case in our lives. We struggle. We have problems. We can't deal with them. Anxiety, depression, everything. And I will tell you a small story that you probably know, but it is important. Once, someone was complaining that when he had difficulties in life, God was not with him. So he had a vision. He was on a seaside, and on the seashore, on the sand, there were some spots where there were two sets of footprints, and some that there was only one set of footprints. And the angel who was guiding this person in his vision showed him these footprints, and the person asked, and the person said, looks like when there are two sets of footprints, Christ was walking with me. But when there is one set, where there is one set of footprints, it means that when I had difficulties, Christ was not with me. And the angel said, you got the first part right. When there were two sets of footprints, Christ was walking next to you. But where there is one set of footprints, when you had difficulties, Christ was carrying you on his back, and you were not even putting your feet on the ground. This is why there is only one set of footprints. So we need to understand that nothing can harm our salvation. The devil can't. The difficulties can't. Even death cannot harm our salvation. Our greatest and our only enemy is ourselves. And why? Because God created us free. So, as Christians, we should not be afraid of anything. Anything at all. God is with us and nothing is against us. And he can turn all the temptations to our benefit. But we need to be careful from ourselves, because our freedom can lead us away from God. And God will respect our freedom. And if we don't realize that we're going away from him with our own free will, we might lose the kingdom of God.